It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, that's what you're going to hear. Oh, I hope you're not too brown. They're going to have you face down on the ground. This is, and you think this is good. How many people do? I mean, I'm sure there's some in the audience going, yeah, get them. Right up until they get you. This is so draconian. This is, we knew this would happen. You heard it on this show. Neon flashing freaking, I told you so. We have Dave Hodges. He used to be the chairman here in Arizona, the Constitution Party, and become libertarian. He's a writer here on Freedom's Phoenix. He's a basketball coach at Glendale Community College for the girls' basketball team, and he, you know, has a lot of issues. And he's on the radio also. He's a talk show host, and I think he's on RB on the weekends. Yeah, Dave. And he goes, border? What border? Every nation has an explicit right to protect its borders and ultimately its citizens. If we are to believe the official version of 9/11, we can clearly see what can happen to a nation when it does not control their borders. However, committing human rights abuses against people already in the country does nothing to protect our borders. Arizona Senate Bill 1070 is a bad bill, a very bad bill, as it commands police to target Mexican-looking people for possibly not being American citizens. For every Hispanic driver or any other driver who may appear to be Hispanic being pulled over for violating the speed limit will no doubt elicit feelings of fear and paranoia as they hurriedly search for their driver's license, car registration, proof of insurance, with the hope that they can convince the arresting officer that they are, indeed, an American citizen. Woe to the Latino driver who was in a hurry one morning and accidentally left their wallet on the kitchen table. And this other gentleman, commercial driver's license did not matter. You're a little too brown there, Holmes. Got an accent. Yeah, you need to learn to speak English good. You know? Hi, wow. You know, I get absolutely no pleasure whatsoever in going, told you so. I had no idea it would be this fast. I knew it would happen. I knew that they would do this. They knew that this would be like immediately. You know, there's a lot of guys, I mean, they were just waiting for the opportunity to do this. I didn't know they'd get caught up in the media so quickly. So what's going to happen? Yeah. In this Back to the Future, this is Dave keeps writing, in this Back to the Future scenario, one has to wonder what is next for this Latino version of Jim Crow legislation. Well, Eric, Jim Crow legislation, you know, referencing to the slaves after the Civil War. Well, Arizona witnessed the reimplementation of the malevolent 1942 Japanese relocation presidential mandate, with the already unconstitutional DUI roadblocks morph into a papers please nightmare for Hispanic Americans. Are we really proud of the fact that we have placed every Hispanic in a second class citizen status? However, this is Arizona, and whether the issue is trampling property rights, providing required educational and mental health services, and protecting the integrity of Arizona elections, Arizona's political leaders routinely trample on the Constitution. Nobody should be surprised that SB 1070 is now the law. So what do we do about it? What can we do? That's where I come in. We're going to talk about it when we come back here and Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and do some more independence declaring.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day here in Phoenix, Arizona, where we have online, we got Barry Hess calling in. He's running for governor, man. You think this might become an issue, Barry?
Hey, when I saw this guy who says he's running as a libertarian, what his comments were praising the governor for this the new bill, the immigration thing they call it, I was aghast. I could not believe it.
What guy?
Oh, some guy named Bruce Olson.
He's running as what?
He's a disgruntled Republican. He's running as a libertarian.
For what?
Governor.
Oh.
And so he came out praising it, and I just cannot believe these people who will succumb to the idea that the government should throw a net over all of us just to catch a few of us. It's crazy. The real ID aspects that are obviously implicit in this bill just floor me that people are not seeing what this bill really is. It has very little to do with the border or immigration or illegals.
No, it's all about people control. You know, you think like gun control is about guns. No, it's about people control. You know, this is, I tell you, one of the things that really bothers me is you look back in history, they've done this before. I mean, they're whipping us up into the same kind of hysteria. You know, Operation Wetback, you know, is back in 1954 in the Eisenhower administration. And what happened, the effort began in California and Arizona, and coordinated, you know, over 1,000 Border Patrol agents, you know, along with state and local agencies and so on, to mount this crackdown. And they went as far as sweeping American, Mexican neighborhoods, you know, Mexican-American neighborhoods, and randomly stopping and ID checking people, you know, that look kind of Mexican-looking. And in the Southwest, where you have all these Native Americans and Native Hispanics, heck, this, you know, Arizona here in California, New Mexico used to be Mexico. You know, so I'm just it's just dumbfounding what they're trying to do. And they're U.S. citizens. You know, 750 agents targeted. Let me see. This is in Wiki here. It says 750 agents targeted agricultural areas with a goal of 1,000 apprehensions a day. By the end of July, over 50,000 immigrants were caught in the two states. Around 488,000 illegal immigrants are claimed to have left voluntarily for fear of being apprehended. By September, 80,000 have been taken into custody in Texas, and the INS estimates that 500,000 to 700,000 had left Texas on their own. To discourage reentry, buses and trains took many deportees deep into Mexico before releasing them. Tens of thousands were deported by two chartered ships, the Emancipation and the Mercurio. The ships ferried them from Port Isabel, Texas, to Veracruz, Mexico, more than 500 miles to the south. Some were taken as far as 1,000 miles. Deportation by sea was ended after seven deportees jumped overboard from the Mercurio and drowned, provoking a mutiny which led to a public outcry in Mexico. There is a whole story behind them having already done this in the past, and they split families. You know, this is going to get ugly.
This is going to get really ugly. And you know what the irony of all this is, that people are not understanding this as a political election game. It's just one of the big frothy windows they put up for you to take a look at. And I know this because even the Minutemen, which I spoke to that group the night before they disbanded, and the reason they were disbanding, these are the guys who went down and sat on the border with their little lawn chairs and stuff. The reason they're not going down anymore is because the illegal immigration is down by at least 80% because of the Depression. There's no opportunity here. So the problem has solved itself in many ways. It's already a solved deal, you know.
No, it's not. It's still an issue, man. Got to have an issue. Can't let it go away with, you know, they're making use of it now while they still got, you know, the semblance of an issue. And here goes Dave Hodges, goes on to write, who's to blame for this travesty? The immigration issue did not just surface. Corporate America for decades has coveted these hardworking, seemingly endless supply of undocumented cheap laborers. The multitude of political prostitutes which serve in Arizona's key leadership positions have sold their votes to these same corporate interests and have routinely and consciously prevented and even encouraged the mass importation of undocumented immigrants. Let's not forget about NAFTA, which bankrupted 3 million Mexican farmers and left them with little choice than to seek employment north of the border. When they did NAFTA, it was all about subsidized corn from Monsanto and friends, okay, and Arthur Daniel Midland and all this subsidized, we need tax money because, I don't know, we need more corn. And they went ahead and flooded the international market with that, including Mexico, with taxpayer-subsidized corn that put them out of business. They could not maintain a living. So what did they do? These are poor farmers that had millions. And where did they go? Where they could survive. They come up here, and these are the ones that, you know, actually, you know, set down the tequila and got off, you know, took their sombrero off and came up here and go kick some butt. Give me some money. Give me a job. And I'm going, ooh, that's the kind of people I like. But then what do? You got the government, you know, lined up with a voter registration form and a welfare program. You know, trying to socialize them. Heck, that's why they left. So I'm just going, this the mentality, this game playing, it's so not American. It's just not.
Oh, well, along with NAFTA, part of what NAFTA did is it took the people off the farms and they went to the cities, and it flooded the labor market over in Mexico initially, and it still is, and it was the overflow who came north. That's what happened, and it was a very logistical change that you can demonstrate clearly of we created the problem, and now all Americans, or at least all Arizonans, have to pay for it in terms of being turned into little robotons.
You know, there's Dave goes on to say, the poster child for the great political bordello that we call Congress and their subsequent abrogation of their duty to control our borders would be none other than John McCain. Just found out David Nolan's one of the founders of the Libertarian Party is going to run against John. Yay.
Yep.
For years, John McCain has been treating both Arizona and our country in the same manner that he treated his first wife. He has sponsored the various free trade agreements, both CAFTA and the FTAA legislation, which eventually bring over 100 million new immigrants to our country. Has anyone asked where we will get the money to build the needed schools, hospitals, highways, and to water these people? McCain, no doubt, catered to corporate America by helping them obtain a permanent supply of cheap labor in the hope of securing massive corporate funding from grateful businessmen who would gratefully fund his presidential campaign. In March of 2010, McCain told the Arizona Republic that he agreed with Homeland Director Janet Napolitano in suspending the funding for the virtual border fence. Shortly after McCain's public support of suspending of funding for the border fence, Southern Arizona rancher Rob Krenz was murdered by an illegal alien. 1 month later, McCain is telling the media that border security is our top priority. Of course, this is an election year, and like any good streetwalker, McCain is looking for support wherever he can find it, and he is betting on the public's ignorance and overlooking his most recent flip-flop. And I tell you why. It's because before they disbanded the Minuteman, they all went over and endorsed Hayworth. Congressman, ex-Congressman Hayworth is running against John McCain for the Republican nomination. And I'm just going, you know, and Hayworth's no prize either. I mean, he's just as much a hoe as the rest of them. But he's embraced and wrapped his arms and legs around this immigration thing. And like you say, even though it may not be an issue anymore.
Yeah, this is just political grandstanding during an election cycle.
Well, thanks for calling in, man. But I'm telling you, man, I can see where there's some learnification that needs to be done here in Arizona, and I don't know anybody else to do it but us.
That's right. It's time to stand up and scream. And I appreciate it, Ernie, and I'll talk with you later.
Talk to you later, man. You know, this is, you know, having Barry running for governor, this would be his third time, and he's well respected and liked. Everybody, you know, he'll get in all the debates. He always does. You know, we'll have, Nolan going up and debating McCain if he shows up. But in any kind of a debate, they will keep it a Republican primary, and they won't invite any of the other candidates. And then after the primary, which is only a couple of months before the we're like the last primary in the nation before the general. And during that, will the Libertarian, you know, for U.S. Senate on these important issues get to have their say? I guarantee they will. It may not be in traditional methods. See, normally we're pretty much, you know, in all debates and forums and everything and get television here in Arizona because we've been so vocal over two decades that the people be like, where's the Libertarian? If you're not Libertarian, well, then it's not a debate. But, you know, what McCain has done is he's slick, man. He just, like, doesn't show up for anything. You know, I'm for the editorial board in 04, Rum and I go, oh, you the man, you the man. Because you're able to avoid this. Who do I blame? I blame the media. They're the ones that allow this to happen. Why? Because they're part of it. That's their job. That's their job. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less fun. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
Yeah, satisfy me, baby. Here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and how do you satisfy me? You know, at least have an opinion based on some, you know something. I really have a little patience with people that are so certain about an issue and have absolutely no facts. Know nothing. No history. Don't know what's actually being done. Don't know the other issues involved or what excuses are being made for it and behind the scenes support of, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, no research. No, I mean, they're just perfectly happy with repeating whatever Fox News says. They'll go, yeah, but Fox News said bullet point this and bullet point 1, 2, 3, and 5. You know, I go, you know, it's like telling jokes by the number. You know, how's the joke go? You know, you have the bunch of prisoners in jail and everything. They've heard it all and everything. And something will happen. Somebody will go, yeah, 37. Yeah, okay, yeah, that applies. Because they know all of them. They just number the jokes. Yeah, 23. 468. Oh, you're killing me. That's, well, you know, what's so funny about it? He goes, I never heard that one before. I mean, seriously? This is how it's done? So what's the patience I have for this? That's what I do. You know, I take advantage of these opportunities to just explain to people what's really happening. So hopefully in the future, they will have enough information going in that they'll be able to recognize what's happening, how they're being manipulated from the beginning. And who do I do this with the most? The young. I only started considering myself older. I'm 49 now. I only started considering myself older in the last couple of years because everybody that I was talking to, all the people in politics, everybody that was, you know, were primarily older than I was. They were over their 40s. I mean, you had some of the new guys, but they were just clones. You know, they're coming out of some think tank, De La College program, scholarship, carrying on the torch for whatever. You know, they're just perpetuating the system with a fresh face. You know, they aren't a movement. They weren't a lot of people. They were just figureheads that were coming up. And a lot of them would know, too. You look at them, you go, right. And you talk to them. A lot of these guys, I know who they are. You know, they're leaders of, you know, whatever, pick your poison. And I'm going, seriously. I mean, you, hey, it's a job, man, because obviously they get paid. You know, and then there's the true believers that are generally there from the left. You know, they believe their heart in the right place, you know, but people need to be helped, protected, you know, fill in the blank. And I'm going, you're not going to get it with force. So there's, you know, kind of a good justification for me to be, consider myself the young guy, because I was. I was the young guy. And then what happened? Then the revolution and a flood, a tidal wave of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people that are under 30 going, oh, heck no, I get it. So all of a sudden, I'm the senior citizen. Let's go to Maggie in Arizona. What do you have to say, Maggie?
I just wanted to kind of give my two cents on the illegal immigrant situation. You know, I've been thinking because the fact that going back in history that the United States federal government was actually dissolved during the Emergency Banking Act, and we're under receivership, and we're more of a well, the United States is a corporation now, and with your birth certificate and Social Security number, which is places a bond on your living person and then sold to the International Monetary Funds. I mean, why would they even want to come here? And they, I mean, if it were me, I'd be running as fast as I can.
People do not understand to this level what you're talking about. And I tell you, it's not just America that does this. They do it in every country. Every country has their people numbered in such a way that they become collateral for debt. You know, to think that Mexico citizenry is any different, you know, I'll tell you one of the arguments. They go, we need to save Social Security. We should just annex Mexico, have all those people, and we get to collateralize them under our thing more.
Right.
You know, so I understand. I understand what you're saying, but you're missing the issue. The people do not understand what you're talking about. They don't understand that the whole purpose of government was to defend and protect the rights of the individual, but they've taken that and twisted it into us being collateral for them to keep spending money to the point that they can't ever pay it back now. Now what?
Right. Well, and that's why I think that a big movement would be, and maybe it's a little too late for it at this point, I don't know, but to actually educate the people who are here without any documentation that they actually are better off no matter what the other outcomes are, because once they are into documentation, it's one of the most, you know, it's a very tedious process to pull back out of that corporation.
You know, we do that. And do you want to hold on at the bottom of the hour break? I'd like to share something with you, and then and I'll give you a place to go on the internet and you can look this up. Do you have a computer handy?
Oh, yes, I do. That'd be great.
Look, yeah, go ahead and Google this. Mm-hmm. Philosophy of Liberty, and it'll take you to a flash animation like a cartoon thing. Philosophy of Liberty. Pull that up and I'll show you how we used it in Spanish to do what you're talking about. It's been translated into 140-something languages. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, so love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love?
Right here, baby. Love's right here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock from Phoenix, Arizona. And I wanted to finish up with Maggie on this one issue. Maggie, did you look up Philosophy of Liberty for me?
Yes, sir, I did. And I'm on the the front page there of an animated introduction to the Philosophy of Liberty. I see how many languages it's available in.
My goodness. This is what happened. Let me tell you what happened with this.
Mm-hmm.
The philosophy of liberty is about self-ownership. Do you own yourself? If you own yourself, then you kind of extrapolate a bunch of stuff from that, and it's about an 8-minute video that gives the philosophy of liberty, which is what it's really, it's libertarianism is what it is. This was done by an economist that wrote a book, The Adventures of Jonathan Gullible, and it's kind of about, you know, a kid's perspective on economy and so on, and it became a very popular series on the radio in Hawaii. Well, his name is Ken Skuland. And what he did is he'd spoken at the Freedom Summit before and so on. And there was another gentleman that animated it, you know, this one of these presentations that he'd give on the radio. And he animated this and it became very popular. We had an immigration rally a couple of years ago. It was 3-4 years ago that was here at the Arizona State Capitol building where they had hundreds of thousands of immigrants, you know, screaming out in front of the Capitol and so on, woo-hoo. And, of course, you had the Democrats with their stage out there and, oh, by the way, go register and we'll make sure you can vote for us, okay? So we, as libertarians, we're like, look, I don't care. I just know that these are people, and a lot of them are legal. I mean, you know, but of course, a lot of them weren't. So we said, how can we reach these people? What happened was there's a libertarian that was appointed. His name was Ricardo Valenzuela. And Ricardo was appointed by the governor of Sonora to be his liaison to the state of Arizona because they have like an office down at the state capitol building. Now, I knew him to be a libertarian from years before. His family were bankers in Mexico that when it got nationalized, they just took it over and said, your service is no longer required. Oh, really? So they came up here, became legal U.S. citizens. And he's, educated at George Mason University, and, he's a big economist, Austrian economics, libertarian guy. Well, he knew the governor of Sonora, and he says, look, I want you to be my guy. Janet Napolitano, as governor, goes, I am very disappointed that they would select a conservative to, you know, head this position. And he gets up in the media, and he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not a conservative, I'm a libertarian. So they go, you know what? You're not on the Christmas card list. So there was a lot of people didn't want him there, and he was very frustrated that he couldn't get any kind of free market things done. So he called me, and he said, Ernie, come down and meet with me. And he gave me his address, and I go, that's at the Capitol building. What the heck are you doing down there? And he told me, and I'm going, oh, so you want to get fired? He goes, yep. So I go down there, and just the next week was this big immigration thing. And I said, you want to get fired? Let me show you how you do it. You want to make a big stink, you want to make an issue out of this, we can print up these little cards. They were on red and green, you know, the colors of the Mexican flag, and it says, the Filosofia de la Libertad, a message from the representative of the governor of Sonora. Okay, so they're like, well, heck, you know they're going to go there. So we put it, you know, had a web dress on there, Freedom's Phoenix thing. They go there and they saw this philosophy of liberty translated in Spanish. And it was all about why they left Mexico to get away from the socialism. Don't be begging for it here. And the people that are saying they love you and they're going to want you here are going to want you to institute what you just left. Don't do it. This is a message from the representative of the governor of Sonora about freedom. Do not transplant what you just left here. That's not what this whole battle is about. That is how we used hundreds of thousands of people, got those cards in their hands, and the Democrats don't love me no more. Know what I mean?
Well, thank God. I mean, you know, of course, I'm a little late to the party, and I'm not right in the loop on every little thing. And I'm just myself totally coming to the realization of where the essence of my living soul is and what all this means. And there's so much information, and you go on information overload. But
there's those that want just be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. It's no more complicated than that. Hey, thanks for calling in, Maggie. I got other calls I could get to. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and go to Lee in Georgia.
Hey, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm more than wonderful. And you?
I'm doing just peachy. You know, I have to agree with something you said a little while ago. I get so sick and tired of these people. Well, Glenn Beck said, Bill O'Reilly said, Keith Olbermann said, so-and-so. I'm like, can you not think for yourself?
I don't care what these people think because they represent.
All the time, and they're like, you don't even have a TV. How do you know this stuff? It's like, well, you know, I hear something on the radio, or I get a newsletter or something like that, and something will spark my interest, and I'll spend 2, 3, 4 hours just bouncing all over the website, all over the internet, and I'm researching, and I'm getting all the different views from all the different angles. I'm not being narrow-minded and listen to one source. And that's what you people got to do. You people got to quit taking everything that someone says for gospel. I mean, when I talk to people and I'm like, here, you know what? And I give them all this, these links and phone numbers they can call and things like that. And I'm like, check this stuff out for yourself. Quit. You know, who made Glenn Beck the almighty knowing? Who made
Fox did.
Glenn the almighty knowing?
The corporate media did. That's their job.
Full of wisdom. I mean, come on, give me a break. These guys are working for an agenda.
What's the agenda, Lee?
Self.
What's the agenda, Lee?
Yeah.
What's the agenda? They're working for an agenda. What is it?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to.
I don't know. It's about control, man. It all comes down to control. It all comes down to control. Thanks for the call, Lee. I got to get to Joe in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Joe. Joe?
Hello, Ernie. Yeah, you know, it's funny that you have this topic on, because just last night I was listening to the Terry Anderson show. I don't catch it too much, and I don't know if you've heard of his or, you know. And he's a man. I mean, he was just gushing about how great this new anti-immigration bill was in Arizona.
Now, keep track of all the people that have been gushing on this thing, because they're going to have to eat crow later. You know, yeah. You keep track, and then they'll start, you know, it's like McCain, I love immigrants, now he doesn't love them anymore. I mean, you know, which is it? And what principle did they use? So you keep track.
Well, McCain changes every leap year.
Yep.
More than that. But at any rate, this Terry, I mean, he had Russell Pierce on. He's calling Russell Pierce a great American and, you know, presenting all the people who don't like this bill as just being, liberal, anti-American, you know, whatever. And, you know, I'm all in favor of protecting the borders. You know, I'm anti-illegal immigration from the point of protecting the border. But I am totally against any bill that attacks the Bill of Rights in the name of fighting illegal immigration. That is, it's amazing that people just can't see that. But, you know, I think this has been a problem in the Patriot Movement for a while, or I guess what we call the Patriot Movement, kind of broad.
They put you into groups. And
yeah.
The Patriot Movement, you know, it's one thing about the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, they have listed John Stadtmiller, owner of the network here, have him on that list. And I'm like, what the heck do I got to do to get on the list? And I had Heidi Beirich on the show several times, and we're not going to put you on her because we know you want to be there.
I'd like to be on it someday. I mean, nobody's heard.
Well,
me,
no, this is the reason why they can't have me on that list. You know, they bring the Patriots together, and they want to lump you in. I mean, they put, you know, Chuck Baldwin, he writes on my site. Matter of fact, he's going to be on the show, tomorrow afternoon show. And then we have Sheriff Richard Mack, we're good friends. He speaks at Freedom Summit. I mean, you know, I know him well. Gary Franchi, we co-emceed the Revolution March in Washington, D.C. They got Catherine Blythe. She's been here, had on the radio. We helped her get meetings with the Fusion Center. We got, you know, all these people. One after Bob Schultz. I went to Jekyll Island. On and on and on. Everybody gets on there, but I can't get on there. And I'm like, you know, what up? They have Chris Broughton, the black man with the AR-15.
You're on somebody's list. Please.
And they have, no, I know. I'm trying to get on top of all lists.
You're safe. On the secret list.
It's safe. It's safer up there, you know. But the reason they don't, and I'll tell you why, is because Ernie represents the love. I don't advocate violent overthrow. You don't need to. You just ignore them and they'll go away. I mean, you know, they need you to capitulate. They need you to be on their plantation and give your portion of your crops to them. I mean, they need you. I'm just like, hey, man, I don't need to, you know, I don't want to take over the lever of power. I want to eliminate the lever. You know, and I start that doing it in my mind. I mean, it's a declare your independence in your head thing. How do they put you on a list to violently overthrow them when you don't even recognize that they have legitimacy to begin with? I mean, you know, I'm just so they understand the problem that they're in by putting me on that list is because I'm all about the love-olution. So they don't know where I fit. They don't know how to do it. And I'm going, you know, bring it on, man. I wanted them to, and they knew it, and it wouldn't be to their advantage. If they thought it would be to their advantage to put me on that list, they would. But your point about the Patriot community being they want to put you in a collective, tell you you have a leader, and then that leader says what you believe, and you're supposed to parrot it and go, or not. And if you don't, well, then you're not in this group, or you're in another group, or what. It's quit thinking collectively and start thinking for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think the guiding principle has to be, you know, defense of liberty. And, you know, one of the things, and I'm going to call it the Patriot Movement for lack of a better term, which there are differences within it, is, you know, if there's a group of people that have a reason to fight for liberty, it's to a large extent black people, because we're the area I live in, they're notorious for just pulling people over for no other reason than that they're black. Figuring they're going to get drugs or something, you know, go on a fishing expedition, make up some phony probable cause. And the Patriots need to take advantage of that, because too many of those who call themselves Patriots almost look at it. And I'm not saying they're racist, but to some extent, they look at blacks as like the enemy because they vote Democrat, you know. And instead of saying, hey, look, the cops have been nasty to these folks, many of them, for so long that we can get them on our side by,
you know I mean? Saw that happen. They had, it was cable news, whatever, and they were doing a thing about the tea parties last week. And they had a video of this black man. He goes, the news reporter goes, there's not a lot of black people here. You seem do you feel like you're discriminated against? Or they, and he goes, no, these are my people. And I knew what he meant. You know, hey, man, we're here for freedom. You know, these are my people. What? Who the heck are you? You know, they want this division. They want to break you up into little groups. They want. Barry Hess always says, he goes, they want to break you up into little groups, pit you against each other, and then offer to referee. You know, so I understand what it's a psychological operation. A lot of people get mad at me. They'll say, now, PSYOP, you sound conspiratorial. I go, I don't know what the hell else to call it. It's a psychological operation. They need to get you thinking in a certain way. The only anecdote for that is truth. We know the truth. We know the truth. And I keep hammering on that, because then all of a sudden you start to see how much you have in common with everybody. All of a sudden, all Hispanic Americans are starting, man, let me tell you what they understand. Fourth Amendment right now. They get that Fourth Amendment thing down. And now you're going, hey, it's unreasonable. It's reasonable. Why is it reasonable? Because you're Mexican. That's what makes it reasonable. Oh, my goodness, you got an accent. You're going to jail, boy. So I'm going, you know, you're right. We need to, you know, start embracing these people that we love them and their humanity and their rights as much as we love ours. And if we do not make that decision, we will suffer the same fate sooner or later.
I work with a lot of Hispanic people, you know, and they've, some of them experience that, you know, and there's no reason why the people who truly are in favor of liberty, who truly want to restore the Bill of Rights, to not want to get them on our side. It's dumb. Why do we want them to be the enemy?
I have no desire to have enemies, period, until they're manufactured. A lot of times there's nobody, you know, they have, you know, the Muslims are the enemy, the Al-Qaeda, whoever the heck they are, blacks, Hispanic, whatever. They're always picking up these enemies and using them as an excuse to make me go through my anal probe at the airport. And I'm going, you know, the guy anal probing me is not the guy with the turban on. You know, I'm like, how is it? It's like Muhammad Ali goes, you know, I go, hey, man, you know, no Vietnamese ever called me the N-word. You know, so I'm going, I so get it. And this is repetitive. It just keeps going around and around. But there's a difference. What's the difference, Joe? What's changed? What's changed the last few years? What's different?
What's changed the last
information, the internet. These young kids, man, they're flooding in with this. You know, it's just what Maggie was just saying. She's going, you know, they don't know that we're just a number on a spreadsheet. They don't know that we're indebted to where, you know, our eyeball, we're never going to be able to pay it back. They don't know that, you know, we're under some kind of corporate blight. America was gone a long time ago. They don't know. Heck, I go back to the Civil War. You know, they don't know. And I'm going, yeah, let me tell you who does. A lot of these young kids, they know. There's
some young people have been brainwashed by the public schools, but others have gone past that. And, you know, it's fine. It gives you hope for the future.
Now, I already know the future is coming. There's nothing you can do to stop it. That's the way it always is. Let me tell you what the difference is. In the end, throughout history, all my study of anything I've ever, you know, I'm okay, I get it. You know, freedom's the answer, what's the question? But freedom, in the end, always wins. But it gets really, really messy first. Thanks for the call, Joe, in Pennsylvania. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, in just a little bit. If you want to make a final comment before we go to the end of the show, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, let's just stop for a moment here, take a look. And that's what we've been doing here on this show, you know, since I've been RBN. I tell you, you know, think about it. Come on, RBN, you know, John Stattmiller and I, we had long conversations over months, probably over a year about doing this. And finally, when the time was right and we were ready and get the studio all built and everything, we'd come in and say, okay, hello, what's up? And this is what I told him. I said, you know, it's not going to be your standard patriot right wing kind of, you know, Jews did it, or and if they didn't do it, they're going to do it, and you know, whatever kind of radio. That's not what I'm about. It's going to be a libertarian, hardcore, no compromise, you know, freedom. I don't care who you're from. Where I look at people as individuals, not stereotypes. You know, even you know, groups that would have whatever. I call the individuals out of them. You know, I bring speakers from them, and I go, whoa, can we at least agree on proper roll up? Do you own yourself? Do you own yourself? I mean, can I get an amen on that? You know, and that's why I'm trying to educate. You know, when I go to a lot of these conferences and meetings and so on, I'm talking to a lot of times my adversary as much as I am trying to convince the argument. I mean, the audience. You know, I'm trying to, you know, make the argument to the people that I'm up. I'm going, look, I mean, I just want to, you know, can we define our terms? Well, this philosophy of liberty thing does it really well. And it's surprising to me that I would have, you know, on an issue of immigration, like where they got this bill passed, that I have so many callers today that want to talk about this, and they're not necessarily in support of the bill. Because you're starting to understand what's really the enemy. This is such a perfect example. So I wanted to hammer on this bill. That's why they're calling me a domestic terrorist and so on, for even bringing the information up. Because I go, if you do this, this will happen. Boom! The week that they signed it, it happened. I'm like, what, they do that as a favor to me or something? Oh, wow. I need you guys just to understand, you know, where I'm coming from. You don't have to agree with me. That was never my thing. I told John, I said, look, I'm not about for agreement. That'll come later. Time will do that. Examples will do that. Them being stupid little police state and paper please crap will do that. I just need you to understand why I see it coming, why it's so dangerous, why it's so obvious, why? Because either you own yourself or you don't. I'm going to go through real quick this philosophy of liberty. It's like an 8-minute thing, and I kind of scan through it real quick and get the main basis of it. And you need to watch it. You just go to the philosophy of liberty, you know, and it'll come up, explode all over your internet browser. Self-ownership. That's what the philosophy of liberty is all about. To deny this is to imply that another person has a higher claim on your life than you do. No other person or groups of persons own your life, nor do you own the lives of others. Eh? You exist in time, past, present, future. This is manifest in the product of your life and liberty. Your liberty, your life, your property. It's all three ways of saying the same thing. If you watch this this animation, you'll start to understand how we see all these things as just a combination of one thing. It's just self-ownership. You know, I own me. All the stuff I make is mine, you know, because I made it. And I need the freedom to sustain my life is, you know, my liberty that produces property. It's like three ways of saying the same thing. But what does the bad guys always want? What do they always want to attack? Your property. They want your stuff. They want your goodies. They want you on the farm. But they can't do that unless they can put some kind of claim on your liberty and your life. You see, it's always about getting the goodie from you. You know, but to do it, they have to justify it another way.